ECOWAS says it is poised to eliminate malaria in the sub-region by 2015. To this end, a partnership agreement has been signed with Cuba and Venezuela to achieve the malaria target within the next 4 years. President of the ECOWAS Commission, James Victor Beho, disclosed this when he addressed the opening of a two-day workshop in Accra on malaria elimination in ECOWAS countries. He said Cuba would provide technical support by transferring the technology for setting up pharmaceutical plants for production and application of biolarvicides for vector control. Venezuela, on the other hand, would provide financial support for the pharmaceutical plants. Here's another news desk report.
The workshop brought together health experts from the 15 ECOWAS states in charge of malaria control to discuss and share experiences on ways and means to accelerate malaria control for sustained health and social economic impact. It would also serve as a platform to develop a roadmap towards malaria elimination in ECOWAS by 2015 through the development and adherence to strategic plans with implementation, monitoring, and evaluation mechanisms. Mr. Beho said ECOWAS has adopted an integrated approach towards malaria elimination with emphasis on vector control component to complement ongoing efforts at country level on access to treatment and mosquito net distribution. According to the ECOWAS Commission President, the Commission has set up a task force to embark on an aggressive awareness creation to assess malaria infection situations in countries and its socio-economic impact and to promote civil society participation in the fight against malaria. A representative from the World Health Organization, Felicia Owusu-Aintree, noted that enhanced malaria control efforts over the last 10 years has resulted in a clear downward disease trend in 22 countries, 12 of which are from Africa. She said several countries with high incidence of malaria have been able to scale up proven cost-effective interventions, resulting in a decline at least 50% of malaria morbidity and mortality. Dr. Owusu-Aintree said it's advisable to involve universal coverage and potent tools with stronger health systems in eliminating malaria where it is high and stable.
That was a news desk report.